This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 302 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
All right. And this episode, we are wrapping up Heist Movie Month with a little movie from 2016 called Hell or High Water, of course, starring Chris Pine, Ben Foster, maybe one of our underrated actors, right? Remember, he was the right-hand guy in 310 to Yuma, the remake, and Jeff Bridges, Whiskey. The man that's made of whiskey, Jeff Bridges, yeah. And written by Taylor Sheridan. So we're going to be breaking down this movie. Alex, have you ever seen this film before?
I heard of it because Scott, one of our listeners, told me about it. Mm-hmm. And then everybody on the Patreon talked about it. I remember when it came out on Steelbook, everyone was like, Oh my God, this is a great movie to get. And I was like, wow, really? So other than that, I never seen it at all. I purchased
it. Because it's a modern day Western. That's probably why Scott was suggesting it to you. Because it is. If you take out the cars and just put horses in this movie, this is a Western.
It's hands down.
Formula. So we're going to be covering it. We could have put it in Western month, but we put it in Heist month because it is about robbing banks. So before we get into the review, let me give you some Rotten Tomato scores. And these are pretty good. Audience score, 88%. So very high. Critic score, 97%. A 97. 3% of the critics had the audacity to say this movie's not that good. I mean, hey, to each their own, right? To each their own. But pretty high. What do you think?
That's amazing. That's amazing scores, bro.
Yeah.
Like a movie like this, even watching it, dude, I couldn't tell you that was the score that was going to come up. Because honestly, a movie like this to me would have been super low. I mean, we did so many of these damn action movies. I would have been like, oh, critics would have gave it super low. Audience would have gave it like 60 or something like that. But man, those are high ass numbers.
97 and 88. It's got to be up there as one of the highest like combo. We've done ones that have like one high and one lower, but this is up there like Terminator 2 range where they're both like 90 something. This 97 and 88. So anyway, before we actually, or let's go ahead and review the movie itself. Now, Alex, your first time watch. So I'm very interested. Yeah. Not my first time seeing it. I have seen this movie. And lead character, Chris Pine. Now, again, this is one of those movies similar to Den of Thieves, and even similar to The Town, where our lead character is a robber. It is not necessarily a good guy. What did you think?
Well, I like Chris. I always like Chris Pine. I think he's a good actor. He's one of those sleepy actors. Like people don't, I mean, he's not up there in terms of like when you think of big actors.
Of the Chris's, think people go, you're saying he gets the least amount of attention.
Yes.
Like, because Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pratt, Chris Evans, and then Pine.
Yeah, you really don't see much of Chris Pine all over the place. But I got to say, him and Ben Foster together are a hell of a dynamic duo. Especially their brothers. And they play brothers in this movie. I liked them a lot. They had a great chemistry between each other. They had the banters between each other. I like what they had. Their goal for this movie was, I thought it worked out for the land plot. The brother sacrifices himself, which we'll talk about in the storyline. Mm-hmm. I thought it worked out very well. And I like it's a family oriented. For Chris Pine, he's not a killer. The brother's the killer. Just like The Town, right? Mm-hmm. Ben Affleck and Jeremy Ratner. So again, I feel like in a modern Western, this fit up there. You're right. If you got removed everything from modern houses and car and put them in saloons and horses, this is exactly what you get. And I thought it worked out very well. I thought it was really good. I'm gonna be honest. The character development, Taylor Sheridan knows how to write Western movies, bro.
Absolutely.
In character development, he is so great at it. Now I see why Yellowstone is like they have 30,000 spinoffs because he is such a good world builder in Western. And I'm so happy because that genre of Western, like that title Western, is so like erased from history and like not history, but it's just erased from our modern cinema and everything superheroes. And you know what I mean? Like now that Taylor Sheridan is just trying to bring that back, I'm so happy because I always liked the genre of movies. And you know what is told here very well. So I give it a 5. I thought they were good and I loved it.
And shout out to Taylor Sheridan. He played the guy in the road when they're all the cows are in the road.
Horses.
Yeah. Or the horse, whatever. He's the one who's like, herding them off the road. That's Taylor Sheridan. He has a ranch in real life. He's a real life cowboy. That's why he writes these movies so good. I don't think this is our second Taylor Sheridan written movie. The first one was Sicario, which was also amazing. The guy can write.
He wrote that?
Yes. He wrote Sicario. He wrote Sicario. He wrote this. He wrote Sicario 2. And what was the other one? Wind River, which is, I don't know if you've seen Wind River. Also amazing.
Never heard of it.
We might add it. I mean, it's not have a lot of action, but maybe I'll find a sneaky way to get it in. He is an amazing writer. So let's get that out of the way. Character, Chris Pine. And I'm going to ask you a question in a moment, but I agree with everything you said. I think Chris Pine is the most underrated of the Chris's. He gets less attention than the other ones, but he's just as good looking as the other ones. You know, even when he's all rugged, you could see he's rugged, but he's like rugged and handsome, but he's not overly pretty. They made him dirty here, which I like. And he doesn't want to kill people. And I love his motivation. He got problems, right? He got an ex-wife. Kids don't really like him. Didn't have no money. Was in debt. The bank came, said, "We're taking your house. We're taking everything." He said, "You know what? I'm gonna rob your money and pay you back with your own money." If that ain't one of the best bank robber plots you ever heard. He didn't even want to keep any. He just wanted to pay off the debts because there was oil under the land and they're going to be rich anyway. And it's for his kids. He's not even doing it for himself. So he's somewhat selfless, even though he's doing crimes, but I dug him. I love him and Ben Foster. I love their banter. I also give him a 5. I do want to ask you though, because our main good guy in this is Jeff Bridges. I thought he was great in this as well. I love him and the Mexican Indian guy. Like, I love their relationship throughout the whole thing. What'd you think of Jeff Bridges in this?
Oh, he was, I'm not a big Jeff Bridges fan.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be, either. I'm going to be 100%. There's something about him, and I'm not saying like he's a douche or whatever. I just think there's something about his acting that doesn't work for me. Like, I saw for the first time ever, I saw the Big Lebowski, and I was like, okay. I mean, it was a funny ass movie, but I wasn't big on it. You know, I know him from Iron Man. I know he was in Tron and all that, but I know him as Iron Man because, you know, he was the bad guy in the first movie. So, and I was just like, eh. I was like, I'm not sold with Jeff Bridges, but this movie, he's good in this genre of Western. There's something about it. Like, I know you call him whiskey Jeff Bridges, but I agree. I liked him. I love the banter between him and the Indian.
Alberto.
And he was, Alberto, yeah. And the thing that was so funny, there was one line he said, and I laughed so hard. Me and my wife was laughing. When he goes, "Are you tired of," Alberto goes, "Are you tired of just keep making fun of me?" And he goes, "Well, when I'm finished hitting you with all my Indian stuff, I'm going to start with the Mexicans."
Yeah. He's like, "I'm half Mexican too." He's like, "Well, once I finish with these, then I'll get to the Mexican jokes."
Yeah. I thought that was one of the funniest banters. And you can see they both care for each other and all that, but he was getting really tired of him calling him stuff. So I thought that was cool. Anyway, in terms of that, I liked the Rangers. I wanted to ask you this before we go on. Do you think we should have, and I told my wife this, I'm like, we've seen U.S. Marshals, right? Tommy Lee Jones, whatever. You know, we've seen FBI movies. We've seen SWAT movies, Negotiator movies. Do you think it's time for a Rangers movie?
Texas like Rangers month?
Yeah. Like a full-fledged, you know what I mean? Like a rugged Texas Ranger type.
I like it. Movie. Let me write it down and do some research. Let
me write it down. You know what I mean?
I like that.
I was like watching this movie. I'm like, man, he plays a ranger. And I'm like, I kind of liked that style of department. I was like, I want to see more of it.
I love Texas movies in general. I don't know why. Yeah. I think it's the aesthetic. It's all dusty. It's it looks cool.
It's mad low, but mad cheap. Like,
the women are kind of, everyone looks a little dirty. You know what I mean? And I love it. I think it's a good idea. I wrote it down. Yeah, I think I agree with you, though. I thought they were also great. If we were scoring them, I would probably also go a 5.
I'd give a 5.
Yeah, they're great. And I love that, before we go to the villain, the main villain, I guess, the scene where they go to that restaurant and the lady's what don't you want?
Corn.
She's like, we have T-bone steaks, sweet tea, mashed potatoes, and then corn, green beans. So what don't you want? And then he's like, I'll take a T-bone cooked medium rare. He's just like, okay. Whatever.
Yeah. Didn't one of them want something and she flipped out on him?
Someone asked for, I think it was Jeff Bridges. He tried to order something else or whatever. And she's just like, all we have is steak. And steak and mashed potatoes, pretty much. That's what you're going to eat. I love that lady. She's great. I would love to go to that restaurant.
If you saw, it's funny because if you saw Alberto, the actor, you saw that he was breaking character. Like, he was laughing. Like, the cameras went sideways and you saw he was trying to hold in his laughter. Because you could see them laughing.
I feel like that lady wasn't an actress. I feel like she worked there and they just put, you want to be in a movie?
Yeah, they do. Like, can come you be on a in. Bitch?
Yeah, she was great.
That was funny. Right. The other scene when Jeff Bridges was like, I got to take your $200. And she goes, you are going to not take nothing.
Oh, the waitress.
Your waitress.
Yeah. You ain't taking my tip. That was her tip. Yeah. All right. Now, main villain, we're going to go with Ben Foster. He ends up ultimately being sort of the, I mean, he murders people in this movie, which Chris Pine doesn't really do. His name, of course, Tanner Howard, the brother of Chris Pine's Toby. What did you think of Ben Foster? An underrated character actor, I think.
Oh, he's good in these Western movies. He was. I loved him in 310 to Yuma. Yep. Are you okay? When he had him with the gun against him. All right. This is why. So there was this one scene in the movie that I gave this guy a score automatically.
Okay.
And it was in towards the middle beginning of the movie is when they're eating breakfast. And he goes, hey, all right, I'm done. You pay for it and meet me in the car. And I was like, okay, cool. And the cameras kept focusing on Chris Pine eating and drinking, talking to the waitress. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Then I'm noticing in the background, because I'm just an OCD dumbass, I'm noticing him putting on the ski mask going into the bank. And I went, did he just go rob a bank while his brother's eating breakfast? And my wife was like, no way. Then they show him walking in and does it. And I went, that's a five, bro. This dude automatically had his breakfast went and robbed a bank. Yeah. And I was like, that's genius. But I love the way he went out. I love the way, well, I'll talk about it in storyline, but I love the way he went out. He sniped everybody. Jeff Bridges did what he had to do. And I was like, this is why they call him Lone Ranger. Yeah. My man can shoot from a distance.
Yeah.
And, that was good. Yeah. And I thought that was really awesome sequence. I like Ben Foster because he wasn't a loose cannon like Jeremy Ratner in The Town.
Yeah.
He was more into his, you know, trying to make his brother and the plot land, you know, the whole plot thing to work out. It's just that he dealt the wrong cards. Like, he knew one of them was going to die. And he was like, I think he was the older brother.
He was the older brother.
Yeah. So he was just like, you know what? It is what it is. But the scene, talk about Jeremy Ratner scaring the shit out of you when he flipped out on those guys in the house.
Yeah.
My man, Ben Foster, is when the chick was kicking to him in the casino and Ben Foster came out and flipped out on her.
The prostitute. I
was like, okay. Yeah. He was like, what are you trying to do with my brother? You knew he was making all these chips and you trying to take his chips? And I was like, yo, you know what? This is two movies back to back that we did that one of the characters flip out on somebody and you get to see their acting chops. And Ben Foster is really good.
Yep.
Like, it's not like
2 seconds later, like, kicks game to the clerk at the front. It's like, well, excuse me.
I like that. Yeah. So I gave him a five.
Yeah. Good. Ben Foster's great. He's a great actor. I always like him in everything. He's in another movie that I watched not that long ago, a very small film called Galveston. He's awesome in that. I think he was in 30 Days of Night. He was good in that. Alpha Dog. Like, he's good in everything. He's one of those actors who he usually plays a bad guy because he looks like he's on edge all the time. You know what I mean? But I like this movie because even though he ultimately is a bad person, he is robbing banks. He hits the old man at the bank for no reason. He punches him in the face with a gun. You know what I mean? He also shoots a lot of people. He shoots at some people. He kills Alberto, who everyone loves. He shot him right in the head. Yeah. So
in the face, not even the head. He hit him right in the cheekbone.
Yeah, but then he had all that brain in his hat. I was like, ugh. Oh, poor Alberto. Yeah, so, but even with all that, bad guy, evil. He has a love for his brother. You know, he's wants to help him. And he knows he's not. He's like, we are not both making it out. I'm going to let you. You have kids. You got to make sure. I got to make sure you get it done. And even that little glimmer of a humanity, you know, where he's not just a caricature. He's not a cartoon. He's not, oh, this guy's just evil for being evil. I mean, I think the same thing with The Town. Jeremy Renner, that's the vibes I got. He was bad. He was evil. But he grew up in a certain place. But he still loved his friend and was willing to do, you know. So I love these kind of characters. I think every single character in this movie is perfect. The writing is great. I also gave him a five. I don't have any problem with him. All right, here we go. Now, this is going to be the controversial part. Maybe, I don't know. Action. What did you give it?
Okay, this movie has no, I mean, it does have action, but I don't know what qualifies for action in this movie. I'm going to be honest with you because there was no action.
There's some shooting. That's it.
That's it. It's just sniping at the end. Jeff Bridges shot one bullet and that is all, dude. Like, I mean, car chase, you could say that, but that's not even that long of a car chase. He was just going up a mountain. So to me, that's not a car chase. It was
you have them escaping banks, driving fast, escaping the bank twice.
But no one chasing them.
No one chasing them, just driving fast. Yeah. Then you have the bank heists, but they're light on guns, except for that one where they get in the little shootout. Yeah. And then the last one has the most amount of shooting, and then him running up the mountain. He blows up a car. Remember, he lights the thing and it explodes it. That's about all the action.
Yeah, it's not much. Yeah, but
I agree.
I don't know where to go with. I want to give it a 3.
Didn't do it.
It's like, it's good action, but I'm thinking more towards the end because the guy is sniping. He killed Alberto. So I'm going to give him a point for that. So I'm going to give it a 4. Okay. I think it's great in terms of that thing. I think that the Alberto thing came out of the blue because I said, ow! When he shot him, and then my man Jeff Bridges was like, Alberto?
It's the way it happens. Like Jeff Bridges talking to him 1 second, like, hey, go shoot. And he's dead. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
And he shook. He was like, a murder. Yeah,
he was mad.
Yo, he was mad. He was like, get the car back. Get the car back. And I was like, oh, damn. And then Ty Sheridan is the one who took him up there.
Yeah, he's like, take me up there. Take me. He's like, that's a 500-yard shot. Take me. I'll do it.
Exactly. I can make it. But yeah, I think, again, in terms of everything, I don't think there's much more. Like I said, the memorable scenes for me is the sniping scene. Mm-hmm. Because I think that's the big one. And then he just stood there when he got shot. He just went. And I was like, oh, damn. So he got it. I mean, got it the worst, but damn. He went out fighting. I mean, liked it a lot. So anyway, I gave it a 4. I thought it was great.
Okay. Well, then I'll do it for you. I gave it a 3. This is a 3. But it's very good. Like, I agree with you that the action scenes are very well shot, but you're right. There's not a lot. You get a couple of heists. You get the townsfolk coming and shooting like crazy at the end of the last heist. I do love when Ben Foster is ahead of them and parks the car and then gets out the back and gets that big machine gun and then just starts spraying and then like reloads and keeps spraying and then reloads upside down and then keeps. I love that scene, but let's be real. It's like 30 seconds long. You know what I mean? Maybe a minute. And then I do like the way he blows up the car too, like where he puts the thing in the gasoline and he drives it backwards and they're like, oh shoot, we gotta get out of here. And start going backwards and it blows up. I like it, but there's not a lot. So I'm not gonna spend a ton of time. Hell or High Water, it has action, but minimal, but it's well executed. So I'll give it, I like to give the 3 for the minimal, but well executed. If it was minimal and poorly executed, lower, but it's not. it's well done. Okay, storyline.
Oh, 5. I think the storyline here, see, one thing is my man Sharon knows how to write. And let me just tell you, I watched 1883. When he wrote that damn thing with Faith Hill and Tug McGraw and all them dudes. And that joint was really good. 1923, which is another spinoff of that. That is, this dude is the king. I'm going to say it right now. He's the king of Westerns. Like, writing Westerns, modern Westerns. Like, he needs to continue just writing. If this is your gift from God, then continue using it because I'm loving it and I'm soaking it in. Even Tulsa King with Stallone is him. So, which is even nuts. And that's Mafia. Yeah. And I was hooked on that. I didn't get to finish it, but I was hooked on it.
And Mayor of Kingstown with Jeremy Renner. He wrote that.
There you go. Yeah. And I looked up some of his stuff here too. I'll just run by it really quick. He did Hella High Water, Sicario, which I did not know. He did Wind River, you said. Now I got to check it out. Yep. Sicario, The Day of the Sordero.
Yep, Sicario 2.
Then The Last Cowboy, which is a TV show, Without Remorse. I saw that TV show, that movie.
The Amazon movie. That was the Amazon movie, right? Michael B.
Yeah.
Jordan.
I wasn't too crazy with it. The Tom Clancy movie. I wasn't too nuts with that one. But then he wrote another one. It says screenplay by Those Who Wish Me Dead.
Oh, he directed that. That's the one with Angelina Jolie that came out during COVID.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was decent. It reminded me of like a 90s action thriller.
Oh, was it good?
I thought it was good. Yeah, I liked it.
Oh, okay.
It's not as good as his other ones, but it's solid.
Yeah, other than that, I'm looking at upcoming whatever, and everything is TV shows. Like, I mean, this dude is
Paramount is lining that man's pockets.
Yeah. And fun fact, this is crazy. Yellowstone with Kevin Costner is filmed on his property. So I don't know if that house...
He's saving them some money, and so they're paying him a good amount.
Well, anyway, storyline. I think, look, I'll say quick because I know you got more stuff to say. In terms of character development, in terms of everything from beginning to end, it was not boring at all. I enjoyed it. I loved it. I love my Westerns, and this was right up there. So I gave it a 5.
I agree with you. I think you hit the nail on the head. I think Taylor Sheridan's a fantastic writer. The characters are great. The plot is great. Again, I love the reason for the heist. great. I just love heist movies. After we did this month, I could watch bank robbing movies like all day, every day I could watch. And there are a lot that don't have action. And I also love those. Inside Man, The Bank Job. Like, I just love a good heist. I love the setup and the execution. Ocean's 11, those are heist movies. You know?
Agree.
they're great. Good. So I think I'm a fan of the genre, but even that, this again is first and foremost a Western, a modern Western. They nail it. It's got the empty town. Literally, Jeff Bridges and Alberta are sitting outside. And nobody's driving. Nobody's walking. It's the dusty old Western town. It's just like a motel, a restaurant, and a bank. And that's it. That's like all that's there, you know? And I think the storyline's perfect for a heist movie. And this movie's an hour and 40 minutes. It does it. It's efficient. It doesn't waste any time. It just goes in, is amazing, and then leaves. So I also gave it a 5 out of 5 for the storyline. Okay, what is your overall?
You know, I don't do this much on overall, but I'm going to give it a 5. I think overall, this is a hell of a modern Western movie. And what's crazy is my other favorite scene with Jeff Bridges and Alberto is when he goes, "I told you they were going to pistol." When he gets the bank right. I thought that was freaking funny. Like, I like the banter between them two. Like, it wasn't like over the top and all. And we didn't even talk about the ending when he went back and he told him, like, he walked on his property.
I love that.
Like,
scene.
I thought that whole tension scene, like, I was like, is he gonna shoot him on the property, or is Jeff Bridges and him gonna just kill each other back and forth until someone dies? But it was like one of those open ending type.
He's retired.
Movies.
He can't arrest him. Yeah. If he shoots, it will just be murder. So what do you do? I don't know.
Yeah, I like that. I thought that the ending was really solid. I would say, how are they going to wrap this up? Like, because the whole movie is so good. But I thought they wrapped it up very, very well, like an open ending. And I liked it a lot. I was like, man, he was like, you could come back again and we'll talk it out and do whatever. And I was like, that's cool. So yeah, I gave it a 5. And I wanted to say this, and maybe you agree or not. If they ever decide to remake Tombstone, right?
Okay.
Let's say they decide to do it.
Okay.
Chris Pine as Wild Earp.
Why not? He's great.
He has the blue eyes.
Yep.
And I was imagining him with that big ass mustache like Kurt Russell had. And I was like, man, he could be Wild
Didn't
Earp.
Didn't he have a mustache at the end when Jeff Bridges come in to visit?
Yeah.
Chris Pine, the reason he's so good is because he can play light, like comedy, like Dungeons and Dragons, let's say.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's funny, you know? Yeah. And he could sing and he's very talented, but he could play serious, no problem. And he's really good at it. Like, you buy it. Like, this dude is, I would love to see him play Wyatt Earp. They got to get Ben Foster as somebody, though.
His brother.
Yeah, he got to play
Morgan Earp. Morgan Earp.
Just let him be his brother. Yeah.
Yeah, like Morgan Earp. And then the old guy has to stay as the old guy, whatever his name is. And
we got
to
get
what?
Someone for Doc Holliday. That's a different story. That's a tough. That's
Doc
a tough
Holliday,
cast.
We got to figure him out.
That's a tough cast. You need someone very, very flamboyant and very, you know.
Handsome.
Yeah, he's got to be a lot of charisma.
Very, a lot of charisma.
He needs that charisma. Yeah. But anyway, pale. I agree. Yeah, I think Chris Pine will be awesome as Wyatt Earp. I give the movie a 5 too. I give the movie a 5. Okay. I think I've always loved this movie. Another one that I don't watch much. I always say that. Let's just get this out the way now. You I don't always rewatch movies like all the time. Anyway, I know I buy them. I have a collection. I kind of cycle through them over long stretches. I don't just rewatch the same movie every 2 years, unless it's Independence Day. Then I watch it every Independence Day. But other than that, I don't watch these movies over and over and over because it keeps them fresh. It'd be like, oh man, you know what? I'm really in the mood for it's like any, you know, I always go to food because I'm fat. It's like a good meal. You don't want to eat a tomahawk steak every day.
No.
You want to space that thing out so that when you come back to it, you're like, this bad boy is delicious. That's how I feel about this movie. You don't want to rewatch it much because then when you do revisit it, you're like, wow, I forgot how great this movie was. It's a 5. The only reason it's not going to get the perfect score is because of the action, and we are an action podcast. But other than that, great characters, great story, great film, looks incredible, cinematography, great. Everything about it, great. So what is your total points?
24 out of 25.
Wow, the only 24 thing- out of 23, because I gave the action a 3.
Yeah. I give the action a 4. So I think, look, overall, I'm so happy I purchased this. I think I found this at a Best Buy, like thrown behind other movies.
You got the Steelbook?
No, I didn't get the Steelbook. They didn't have the Steelbook. It was Best Buy.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's a nice Steelbook. I know people at home can't see it, but look at my man. It's Chris Pine, Ben Foster.
I do like that.
Alberto
that
made
nice
it.
One.
Alberto made it onto the Steelbook on the back. Oh, man.
I do like so that nice. One. That is nice.
Yeah. But yes, 24. Oh, yeah, 23 for me. Great movie. Hell or High Water. I know it's popular. Like, a lot of people like it. I don't know many people who dislike it. So that rounds out our heist movie month. Alex, next week, here's what we got coming up. We're going to finish the Planet of the Apes movies, which means we're starting another franchise after that. Ooh. We'll see what it's going to be, but war for the Planet of the Apes. And here are our movies. And by the way, we have a guest next week. Mr. Robert Makes the Cut. If you know him on YouTube, it's Robert Makes the Cut. If you know him on Instagram, it's Big Knock 007. And if you know him like us, it's good old Roberto. So Robert's going to be joining us for War for the Planet of the Apes. And here are the next set of movies, Alex. You tell me what they are. What's the theme? We are going to have a little bit of Death Wish.
Which one?
We got some Assault on Precinct 13.
Wait. Which Death Wish? Charles Bronson?
Figure it out. Assault on Precinct 13.
How am I going to figure it? Oh, okay. Go ahead. Keep going.
Ben-Hur and Conan the Barbarian.
Okay. These are all remakes. Sounds like remake month.
We going all remakes, baby.
Yeah, okay. when you said Ben-Hur, I was like, why the hell going in socks and sandals?
Come on, because it's got chariot races and stuff like that. I don't know.
You hear what it says? It's socks and sandals.
We got socks and sandals on. So so next week we have Death Wish, directed by Eli Roth, starring Bruce Willis. We're going to be doing that one. Then we have Assault on Precinct 13, the remake, which is directed by our guy who did Bloodfather. He's French. I don't remember his name, but he did Bloodfather. Okay. Then we got Ben-Hur, directed by Timur Bekmambetov. I don't know how to say his name, but he's the guy who did Wanted, which we did not that long ago. So this is like the action version of Ben-Hur. And then, of course, Conan the Barbarian, starring Jason Momoa. Pre-big fame, you know, he was known, but this was before he blew up. So we're going to be doing a little Conan. So I saw that at the theater, I think, and I haven't seen it since then.
I think I purchased the Blu-ray of that, I've seen it once.
I think I got it on 4K at the bookstore for $6 when I scheduled this. So
Conan?
Conan, $6 for the 4K. Anyway, it's remake month, so we're going to be doing some action movie remakes.
Nice. All right, there you have it, guys. You guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. And of course, Nate goes live with his team again every other Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern. They talk about anything movies or news-related movie stuff on Instagram. So you guys could talk to him live. You guys want to say what's up? Say what's up to Nate and his fellow podcast friends together. Mm-hmm. And of course, you guys want to follow Action Movie Guys, head over to Instagram also at Geeks and Flicks, or head over to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com. And of course, we have all our 300 episodes there and reviews and more. And of course, thank you to all the Patreons for supporting us. If you guys want to join the Patreon, www.patreon.com/geeksandflicks. We have a lot of tiers there from $2 all the way up to $10. And that's pretty much it. Here's your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.